This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I was just asking Jason, how is it that he was promoted to Engineering USA Prepares 5 days a week? And there was a little pause there, and I said, I know. There was a lottery, and you didn't have a ticket. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, that's the time to call us. And the number is 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thursdays, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick!
The wind-up, the bellow, it's just outside, ball four. And, well, you know, when we talked this morning, you wanted to know what to talk about, and I said, I don't have anything to talk about. I do now.
So we're done.
It changes every minute, you know what I mean? From, I don't have a clue to, what the? I have decided I need an army of ghostwriters. Right now, I'm serious. Now, let me explain. I am a writer. I never dreamed I would turn out to become a writer. It just happened. And it started with Boeing when I came out of grad school. They taught me how to write scientific writing. That means fog index. Now, I'm not a writer. I have a degree in English literature. Some brief history. In 1960, when I was 16 years old, I snuck out of class every day to go down to the Seattle World's Fair and sneak in some way, because I didn't have any money, to watch Sir Laurence Olivier play Hamlet or Macbeth. And I saw all of it when I was 16 years old. So that by the time I went to college, I met Ruth Slonim, and I have an actual degree in English literature, as well as physics and mathematics. And so I spent one summer doing summer school so I could get it all done. And I write every day something. And I had some wonderful magazines that gave me deadlines, which meant they got done rather than sort of kind of maybe. I had a deadline. And so you sent it out, you know, in half sail with a little luff in the sail. Didn't matter. It flew. And what happened next was that over the years, I discovered I have a single manuscript for every single year out of graduate school and at least 4 to 6 deep articles for each year as well. So that includes things like the SEAL reports. Okay, the SEAL reports. There's 12 reports, and what I did is I gave those to Mahala to organize, and she did. So we got the chapters all laid out on which report it goes in which thing, and then she died. And so there's Dr. Lenny Time did an edit on I've got so many titles going on, I can't even. The Marshall Papers. And the Marshall Papers was done by 12 mathematicians looking at Bob Marshall's works and then adding psychological and insight mathematically. And there's 12 chapters there. And then it goes to the Spook Central and the work I did with MRU. All of these different manuscripts are things I've done and then didn't complete. I went off and started writing another one because each year there was something new going on, like aliens or whatever. And yes, there's a book on my experiences at Broom Lake. Yes. And so what do? I want to write something new right now, right this moment, how the curfew. What I'm doing this moment is I'm opening a school tomorrow called Albert Schweitzer University, and I've done three videos this week on how to build from scratch with just PVC and so on, an aquaculture system that is a closed system in case you need to go down into a bunker. Now, with lights and all of it. And I did it in a manner to teach first graders how to do it. Because first graders got sent home school early this year and probably will not start in September like school normally was because of the curfew and all the rest of this nonsense that's going on. And where does that put me? I'm Malcolm in the middle without any way to go. Which way do I go? Do I continue with my Albert Schweitzer or go back and finish old projects? I need an army of ghostwriters. And I'm available. This is how you get to have access to me, because you may have daily questions. What about this? Do that. No problem with doing that. But I need somebody to do that. Okay, while I'm doing all of that, I need a headmaster. You have volunteered to be the headmaster, and that's perfect. You're Dumbledore. However, what I need is someone full-time managing that thing. For example, right now, a little whorehouse girl, what's her name? That did a little whorehouse in Texas. Dolly Parton was going to show a movie of her reading to children, and that got canceled in all the different theaters because of the curfew, that quarantine, and so now she's having it done through all the public libraries. What a wonderful spokesperson to possibly help Albert Schweitzer set up a trend, not Albert Schweitzer, but that concept of every library doing video and audio for children at home. Now, she would probably go for it. Who's going to make that presentation? I've got a list of things that could happen that I can't do it all. It's not possible. And what I do best in the team is write. And you let me go, and I will produce 20-year ahead-of-time things, because this school is going to be put together before the quarantine even came about. The idea was that children are our single most important natural resource, and they don't do shop, they don't do home economics, they don't do mechanical drawing, they don't do automotive, they don't do anything for those kids anymore. And we've talked about it in multiple shows that these are going to be the people that take over the earth and save it, not us. And we need that. Now, somebody, one of my team said, I have a lot of concern about you teaching metaphysics with the reputation of neocortism and, vampirism and drinking baby blood and rituals. So what I'm doing today is I'm writing up a history of where I came from Theosophical Society on down to Rosicrucian, and then how I got into starting with neo-pagan, witchcraft, into magic, high magic, and now I'm into something I can't even explain that has to do with self-empowerment, which is what the child already has. And so I need help. And I don't need to talk to people. I need people to do things that I can't do that need to be done to make the vision happen correctly. And that's my first plea outward. I'm being told now by Leo David, who put my thing together. We filmed it for children. Every single process, from taking dirt and how you mix it in a wheelbarrow on down, the visuals. And we've made videos that we're ready to open the doors. and I can't open tomorrow. I'm going to do the ritual tomorrow because I got the wrong shank size from Bi-Mart. Drill. It's a drill hole. I got the wrong shank size. So these are constant little setbacks that lose the timing effect that I'm real good at. You can't, anticipate these things. And the reason I want to open May 1st is because before white, these were the Catholic tides of ancient that dictated when and when you did not do things. And May 1st is when you turn the water dish on, newsflash. May 1st is when you start new ventures. Usually it's depicted with a bunch of vessel virgins dancing around a big pole. Ha ha ha. Now, Samhain is when you get naked, it's all done, and you leap over flames because the harvest is over. That's Halloween. Now, I can tell you that this is important timing. I can't tell you why from a physics point of view, but I can tell you that it has to do with the pineal gland. The pineal gland, for example, the third eye, was to regulate the body for seasonal changes. It atrophied, of course, when we started using halogens and lights, and it wasn't needed. It doesn't function as correctly. However, that's just one thing it does. It also regenerates nerve tissue in the neural cavity as opposed to glial cell. And why man now has limitations. Our technologies are in conflict with our immortality, for example. And why man is much older and lived longer than we realized, than we do today. We're, 120 years today, whereas back in Mesopotamia, Now, with that all said, I have a vision that the children are brighter than adults. Adults are more experienced, but that means that, by definition, they're also more limited because they know what they can't do. And that's what a child does not know, and that's where the magic lies, is not knowing and working more from the moment. And we don't understand that concept yet because we think science has all the answers, and it's as limited as religion, and that's why we have two brains. I need help. There.
Okay, well, I've got a... okay. Well, I have an answer for you.
Oh.
Gwyneth Isaacs is
right?
No. Gwyneth Isaacs is a brilliant, brilliant writer. And, of course, she's with us every week on Wednesday. She was on yesterday. She has written a number of books, and they are as good as the finest novels written by anybody, and I'm serious about that. And she'd love to be a ghostwriter. I know she would. And also, she wants to be an instructor at Albert Schweitzer University in the area of common law. So, we just connected two dots. What do you think about that?
Okay, she's hired. Let's go to page 17. Who's going to help her finish her, my, and your manuscripts while we do new ground? Because new ground needs to be pulled right now because old ground is no longer fertile. Oh, that's a metaphor. Excuse me. We'll need someone to teach Gregory Bateson. You know, the people don't get that.
Okay, Rick, so we're... How do you want them to contact you? The ghostwriter army that we're putting together right now.
Yeah, what I wish was, Kavanaugh, call Grace Thornhill, that'll get even with her. And then Grace,
well,
thank
you,
more
think about that.
To try to contact me. Thank you, Grace, by the way, for that wonderful card. Just a few
minutes. We'll be right back.
Call you this morning, and Julie and I were going to do a little rain dance and want to know when you're coming back out here. I would love to have people helping me take those phone calls and organizing it for me so that when they need me, it isn't. See, the problem is people don't want to help me. What they want to
Rick,
do.
Rick, we're in a commercial break.
To me support health and because I'm helping them.
From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N. Miller.com. Rick, so we were going into a break when you were describing how you would like to this information to get back to you. Those who are interested in becoming ghostwriters for Albert Schweitzer University, the new university that you have founded. How do you want them to do that?
Two people have called me that said they can't even hear us on radio by the phone or not. I'm being blocked at every orifice. When I try to reach out or say anything, somehow my phone will mess up. Right now I've had two people just call me right this minute telling me they can't hear me on the radio. How does that work, Vincent?
Well, I was going to make a call to find out.
Okay, make that call.
I was going to make a call to find out exactly what...
I am experiencing roadblock after roadblock after roadblock on me trying to get started and getting new books out, any book out. Every single thing. I have 5 new children books I've written, and Bluehost is now holding me ransom because I moved over to Squarespace. I can't do email. Every single time I turn around, there's something else going on me. And I'm worn out. That's why I've been sick. I can't get anything done.
I was on the phone with Joey last night.
I have no clue what I'm at war with. And all I want to do is...
I was on the phone with Joey last I was on the phone with Joey last night, just trying to make one call and stay on with him. And we were disconnected a whole bunch of times, and we couldn't figure out exactly what was going on, literally. Many, many times, at least five times.
I don't want to complain, and I don't want to be negative. I'm telling you, there is something out there that does not want me to do what I want to do, which is simple. And I don't think that I'm not a blue state or a red state. I'm not a this or a that. By the way, Joey, thank you for that wonderful synopsis thing. I'm getting feedback from a lot of people that, you know, want... They approve or agree or in some ways allowed what I'm trying to do, but it's not being done. And like my school wanted to open. And the first thing I'm going to do is teach children how to grow food, because if they're at home, they need to play in a sandbox and be educated. And so I'm going to teach.
Yes. This is Grace in Oklahoma. Hi there.
Who?
Grace just called into the farmhouse. I think she's talking with Mrs. Finelli about...
Good, I told Julie to call Grace to let you guys know that we're not being on the air. How's that work? Or at least not in Oklahoma.
Well, I'm looking at TalkStream Live right now, which is an indicator of how many people are listening. And according to TalkStream Live... We're doing really well. I mean,
okay, well, listen,
really well.
Let's go forward.
I don't know the answer.
The school itself is basically going to try to teach children the metaphysics. It's going to teach children how to survive on their own growing food as the first lesson they're going to learn. That's what I want to do. We've already made the videos. I want it to open tomorrow morning. Registration already is open for business, and they took my website down. And that's it. So there's no way to register. It doesn't matter. I've still made them as videos. They will be available. And what I'm doing, we did a step by step on how to build a simple aquaculture closed system for, you know, the cave, outer space, or your home. In pairs, like I use an Arapahoe, it's a missile silo, and for less than $200. And that closed system, fired up, will grow twice. I've got plants growing next to it in normal plant, and then I have the hydroponic one. And you'll watch the difference in terms of being able to control salts into your nutrients and the kinds of lights that you use. And that's what I want children to say, why you do it this way over that way. And that's the first class I'm teaching. It'll be 8 weeks. And over an 8-week period, we'll watch the different tomatoes side by side, how they grow, how basil grows, how orange mint grows as a crop. And I want people to understand that when you understand the nutrient. I went down to...
Hey, hold that thought. We're going to a break. Hold that thought.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven
is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
As many governors plan to reopen their states, many small businesses are hoping they can make it through these tough times to where they can get a small business loan. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
As many small businesses feel the financial crunch during the coronavirus pandemic, they're reaching out for loans. The PPP loan is a popular loan program set up by the SBA to help business owners. But according to financial expert Chris Hogan, you need to certainly pay attention to that loan and read through all the provisions regarding what's a loan and what's a grant.
America, we are resilient, we are tough, and small business is the backbone of our economy. I think it's going to take leaders that are really focused and understanding where they are, and it's going to require a lot of them to make some tough decisions. You know, looking at this program, the SBA is used to processing $25 billion in loans each year. I'm most fearful about this program under the quote-unquote grant. Bill, you know, I've seen a lot of grants, and I've never seen a grant that has an interest rate. You and I both know that that's what a loan has. And so I'm fearful for businesses who are struggling right now, who are going to take on millions of dollars of debt that may have to be repaid at some point.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, I've got a little update on what's happening with being able to listen to us on the internet. It's down, and I know it's a problem because we've gotten phone calls at the farmhouse asking about it. Rick has them. Rick's gotten calls, and I'm looking at the call screen, you know, to take telephone calls and put them on the air, and I can see that the call screen is lit up with listening to the broadcast. So the call screen says, there's a guy who's listening to USA Prepares. Don't put him on the air. He's just listening. So there, it's real. And it's bigger than our engineer Jason can fix. So GCN is working on repairing this problem right now. So it's real.
But it didn't allow me to present what I needed to present for help. And that is what I have been encountering. Huh. Vincent, it's every day across the board in everything.
Oh, just try to just
quarantine falsely. Right on down the line, I just got out of quarantine, and there's nothing wrong with that. Oh man, I am.
Now, who put you in quarantine, Rick? Was it your doctor?
EMT, it was an EMT, and then his boss and his boss's boss called later to make sure damage control, and I wasn't going to press suit. But it happened.
Rick, it's happening all over the country to lots of people. There are people who are, let's say, in the seed department of a store, let's say a big box store, and they can't sell seeds because it's not essential. That's unbelievable.
And here's another one. I went down to the co-op with a explicit need. I needed two bags of da-da-da, and the person that came to help me was an old, knows her store really well, and yet I knew more about what I needed than she did in terms of I need the nitrogen phosphorus count to be. But yeah, I found what I needed, but she couldn't help me. And once she did, she was sitting there taking notes as she was learning her own business from me. Now, that's crazy. I'm not a horticulturist. I'm not a rose man. I don't do orchids. But I know more about how to do it than they do. How's that? It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I just want to quit.
Well, don't quit. I was at Home Depot a couple of years ago, and there was this guy with this orange smock, and orange is the color of Home Depot, and so I was in the plumbing department, and there was this guy, and he offered to help me, and I asked him where a specific valve was, and he had no clue, and he told me that, well, he was really filling in the plumbing department, and that's why he didn't know. But he normally is in the lawn and garden department, and I could ask him any question about lawn and garden, and he would have the answer, because he knew about lawn and garden. I said, oh, okay, so what are those, those three numbers on fertilizer? I said, Eric, what are those three numbers,
nitrogen, phosphorus, right.
Well, that's what I asked him. I didn't say that. I said, but what are those three numbers? Like 10, 10, 10, 5, 10, 5?
No, 3, 1, 4, something like that. Yeah, okay. No.
Now, what do they mean, Eric? And he mumbled and he got it wrong. And I said, Eric, that's two. That's two you got wrong. One, you don't know anything about plumbing. And two, you don't know anything about your department. It's okay. I'm from corporate headquarters. I've got your name and I've written it down.
I am from corporate.
Yeah. So, Rick, it's we're all experiencing this. Yesterday, Sam's Club sent me a survey. They wanted to know how they were doing. And, from 0 to 10, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. And then they wanted an explanation. And I said, it used to sell appliances, and they were outstanding. They were great values. You used to have knowledgeable salespeople. You used to have people in the tire and battery department who knew what they were talking about. No longer do you have that. So I don't buy batteries from you guys. I don't buy tires from you guys. I don't buy appliances from you guys. I don't buy a lot of things from you guys because you don't have knowledgeable people. And especially in the electronics department. You guys don't know what you're doing. So I sent that survey back, and they had the gall to say to me at the end of the survey that if we want to contact you, would that be okay? So what they're telling me is they're absolutely in charge. I despise what Sam's Club has been. And you have to pay to be a member of Sam's Club. Now, Home Depot, you don't have to pay to be abused by Home Depot, but you do have to pay either $35 or $100 a year to be abused by Sam's Club. Sam's Club will let you put things in your shopping cart. They will let you check out, and then they will let you, they'll assign a time to you, and then you go there, and they may or may not have what you want. How about that? So, in this response to Sam's Club, this survey, I said, you guys are selling things you don't have. And you take things out of my shopping cart. That's what you guys do. And please remind me, why am I paying for this? Why am I paying $100 a year? So, Rick, it's everywhere. And we need to teach our children at Albert Schweitzer University that this is not acceptable. This is a breach of trust. This is unethical.
I agree. I agree in all of this. It's important that these children get a good education. And homeschooling aside, I think it's important that they need to learn how to get along together. That's why public schools were so important. Not for the social cliques that form, but how to avoid them. When I went to college, I was never a frat. I was independent that was married. And so I lived in a section set off for campus, near campus, that was for married couples. I was married all the way through school. And in graduate school, I had my first child. And so I, first and only child, I'm worn out. I've got a lot more to say in the future, and I don't know what to do about it. Okay, I'll put it this way. When I did Nikola Tesla, I studied Tesla. Tesla is known for his electrostatic field studies and to use certain kinds of bandwidths of electricity that could be carried through the air by a certain bandwidth. And yet, he and Wilhelm Reich and others are only known for those two things, like Bob Marshall, Buckyballs, but they had 12 or 20 things they actually did that were genius. And what I'm concerned about for May is it's going to happen the same way for May. I have all of these unpublished manuscripts that my daughter isn't going to know a clue about what to do when I'm dead. And they're going to get lost with all the rest of it. And what I've done, seriously, are treasures beyond measure that will never, ever. I did things on sound and light. There's three books, The Diamond Body, Electromagic, and Yogatronics, studies with the military on how to evoke neurotransmitters in your brain without having to use drugs. Using visual exercises, that kind of thing. I did a scientific study on it, and this is how you do it. So you don't need to take mushrooms to have that neurotransmitter look-alike chemistry talk to a dialogue to subtle body outside the physical body. I did formal. Where is that material ever going to go? And what about resonant cavity oscillators and how you dialogue from one subsystem to another? I did a whole book on that. That could include Michael Rossi as well as your gut. Giving you a way to look at the way communication goes from one subsystem to the next. Do you know that dolphins are not using language like man does? They're using holographic images or sending pictures. Did you realize that a picture is 1,000 words? That means that they are in a level of communication beyond that of man. Yeah, I'm trying to say something here. I've done some important studies that will never happen because of your so-called... You know what the cabal is? I'm writing that now because there's a concern about me being associated with black magic. Well, first and foremost, that are these little subgroups, someone with a lot of money, that when I was a young kid, I tried swingers. I liked sex. I didn't think much about it. I did it. And what happened was there was this old lady that wanted to punish her husband in front of him by having sex with some young athlete. That's why I don't do swingers anymore. Mostly it's people that are sick that need to do something that is not biblically of moral value. And I grew up by making that mistake once and not making it a second time. And that's why I've become a moral man rather than an ethical man. I've now learned my rules of the road, and now I'm too old to do anything about it. What I want to do is at least try to give that knowledge base of all of that as a foundation for a gifted child that's got its own direction and moves. And I'm frustrated.
You're talking about something
any better.
You're talking about something as simple as an oscillator, and you mentioned a resonant cavity oscillator. When we start teaching our students, our children, about oscillators, there are so many uses for them, and one of them, of course, is converting current from, let's say, direct current to alternating current. And alternating current travels farther with less wasted energy than direct current does. You need much heavier
cables. I just published a paper on Facebook of using light to move objects. That's a new technology, just came out. I posted that on Facebook this morning, how to use light, not sound. Now, sound, I went to Tibet, and I saw these Buddhists, they use these great big long horns. They're like alpine horns. They're deep resonant value, a low frequency. And when you put 19 of them in a certain geometric array, it so compresses the air that large, heavy objects begin to float, and you can push them with a finger. Now, that's a technology that we used in previous epochs to build things like the pyramids, probably. They weren't built by aliens. They're probably built by men in a different universe where the laws of physics were different. And the thing is, they exist today, and there's an example of it, and that's a technology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about Albert Schweitzer University. Rick has founded this university, and it's for children. And there are a number of us who are going to be teaching children how to do things a little differently.
By the way, I'm so blessed that you would like to be our headmaster. I am blessed. Thank you for doing this, Vincent. Thank you.
When you say headmaster, are you talking about head knocker?
No, that's a good place to start. You're going to be our image. You're going to be the one that's the spokesperson. You're going to be, I'm just one instructor. You have the bigger view, maybe, of why we're going to teach martial arts to children.
Well, you mentioned, you mentioned that's
so loud.
What you're talking about. Public school, and you're talking about homeschooling, and you know how do you socialize children who are homeschooled? Well, it's easy. You bring them to martial arts classes. But I wanted to tell you a couple quick things. My dad was a he was trained as a teacher and as a scientist, and he was also a musician. And he had an elementary school. And he thought it was absolutely crazy. You know, his first school, he was a teacher first, then he was a teaching principal. So he was a principal of the school and the teacher at the same school. And then he became a principal of a school. And his first school that he was a principal at was an elementary school. And he decided that grades, having children in grades in his school was crazy. He thought that children should be grouped not by how many days they have been alive on the planet, but by how much they knew and how they learned. So he took all the grades out and grouped students by how they learned and how much they knew. And it worked really, really well. And I remember that when he would review the lesson plans, he required all his teachers to have lesson plans at least a month out, meaning if they ever became ill, that a substitute could come in, look at the lesson plan, and continue without missing a step. He required that. And he reviewed all of the lesson plans himself. He read every single one. He didn't delegate it. He did it. And when it came time to buying books for the library for the school, he would instruct the teachers that they could pick whatever books they wanted from these lists of books. And then he would review the books to see if he thought that they fit within the school's educational plan. And then when the books came in, he would review the books physically to make sure that the content was appropriate and in sync with the school's plan for education. And one of the things that he bought, because he was a scientist, he bought a kit that showed fractional distillation. And this kit explained how crude oil was heated, and at different boiling points, different materials would come out. And there were these physical samples in these plastic containers of gasoline, kerosene, motor oil, fuel oil, you know, and very light oils. So you could actually see on the column of the distiller what temperatures each one of these products that was from crude oil resulted. And it was fabulous. And where is that today? Where is that kind of instruction today? I don't think there is any instruction like that today. And I believe that is one of the kinds of things that we want to do with Albert Schweitzer University. And I believe that we are not going to have grades per se. I believe we're going to have something like my dad did, based on your level of interest, based on your learning styles. You will be in taking classes in accordance with that. Isn't that correct, Rick?
I hope that's why I wanted you to do this, not me. You have a better concept, and that's what it's going to evolve.
And I would like to see
your concept and then allow it to evolve to what it should be. And I don't have that answer, and you don't have that answer. The child does.
I would like to see us bring back a science fair.
Oh, yes. In some way.
Uh-huh. And let me give you an example.
I'm getting me excited for you being... This is exciting. This would be fun.
Well, you were talking about light. And, Rick, I'm interested in everything. I really am. I get distracted by things that capture my interest. Well, in seventh grade... In elementary school, I attended an elementary school. I was not homeschooled. But there was a science fair, so I participated in 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade.
This is exciting.
In each of those grades, I won first prize. And I was competing with children whose parents worked for companies like Bell Laboratories. And so it was not an easy competition. And I want to tell you a little bit about one of the things that I built, because you were talking about light. And I think this kind of resonates with where we can go with Albert Schweitzer University. And so Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I'll be back, right after these top of the hour announcements, news, and commercials. And I'll tell you about one of the projects that I built in seventh grade. And it was...
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.